The Pear Affair, written by Judith Eagle and read by Rachel Winters. You would think, thought Nell, as she aimed a kick at one of the marble cats that sat either side of the front door, if you named your daughter after your favourite handbag, you would cherish her as much, if not more, than you cherish the bag. But Nell's parents did not cherish her. She wasn't sure they even liked her. Today, for instance, they'd actually forgotten about her. Sometimes Nell stayed at school for the holidays. Out of sight, out of mind, was one of her parents' favourite sayings. But this term it was being redecorated, and all the families had been expressly told that not one pupil was to remain on site. Yet even though the Magnificence had received exactly the same letter as everyone else, when all the other parents started to arrive, surprise, surprise, there was no sign of them. No car swept up the drive for Nell. No mother or father leapt out, calling greetings, and no one, in a flurry of suitcases, hockey sticks and spinning tyres, whisked her away. Instead, Nell was forced to do what she always did, hang around by the steps, watch as the crowd dwindled, and practice an air of studied nonchalance, as if she didn't give tuppence that nobody cared. "You'll have to make your own way home," the head had said, making it sound like a piece of cake and not the epic journey, 3 trains, 2 buses, a long walk, that it really was. To make matters worse, the gates to Magnificent Heights were locked when Nell had finally arrived, and she'd had to climb over them, which was truly precarious, and she'd snagged her favourite jeans on one of the spikes. Nell flumped down on the top step and scowled. She had heard the hateful bag-naming story about 1,000 times. It had been purchased, Melinda Magnificent liked to recount, during the heady days of her and Gerald's honeymoon, from the swankiest shop in Milan. It was called the Penelope, a chunky affair made of crackly crocodile skin and adorned with a gold chain and diamond clasp. Melinda Magnificent adored that bag. She carried it everywhere and went into paroxysms of rage and despair if there was ever the slightest fear that it might be lost. "How could I not name the baby," she told her friends, "after my dearest, darling bag?"